Kitty Flanagan, have you heard of Lenny FM?
No, I haven't, Dave. I have not heard of Lenny.fm. So what I would like you to do, if you could, is could you mansplain it for me?
Okay. Well, Courtney, who's our producer, and some friends have created this app where you go and you sign up and you pay $4 a month and then you choose what podcast that money goes to.
Right.
So if you want to go on and choose... It doesn't matter. You can choose Smartless. I mean, I don't think they need the money. The Junkies, the Dum Dum Club, and Will Anderson's podcast, and then they get $1 each a month. So
but
that's
Courtney doesn't produce those podcasts.
No, but the app sends the money to the
right.
different people. That's how it works.
What? So what? He's just doing a charity for podcast people.
Hey, I believe that's how it works.
Is it? It's not just the ones that he produces? That
nope.
would make more sense.
Regular podcast listeners, support your favourite shows by, I'm reading this, going to Lenny.fm. Show your appreciation and help them make great more episodes. Yeah, no, that's what you do.
Okay.
Yeah, just have a look.
I don't want to push people or anything, but if you were going to give $4, like, wouldn't you give it to us?
Yeah, just give it all to us. So, you know, food for Sarge, lollies.
You only get $1 of that $4.
Yeah, but you could probably just put it all into one thing. Your top four podcasts get a split of your monthly payment. Yeah, there you go.
Thanks, Dave. I'm not sure you've cleared it up
no,
for me.
I'm
but
not
if
very
you go
good.
To Lenny.fm,
it'll
I'm sure it'll
all.
Explain it.
It absolutely will explain it all.
It'll
absolutely.
Explain how you can
yep.
give your money
exactly.
to someone.
Support podcast. Hello, welcome to our podcast of Junkies. I'm Dave O'Neill.
I'm Kitty Flanagan.
And I'm Glenn Robbins.
Also known as Family Assorted.
Oh, Family
it's
Assorted.
The sweet and salty roundabout. Get on board! Choo-choo!
With another biscuit edition.
Biscuit
this time, chocolate biscuits.
Chocolate edition. But before we do that, Dave, I've got a story for you.
Ooh.
Yeah. I think I either met Missy Moo or a relative of. Now, Missy Moo is a harsh critic of ours.
Famous.
Who gave us a review, which was, these two are gross.
This is eating and talking.
Just, I mean, there was no need for it. Just don't listen.
Oh, I think I heard about this.
Yeah, Missy Moo.
Missy Moo.
She hit hard.
Yeah. Doesn't like us, which I always find is, you know.
Where is she, by the way?
We don't know.
Online. Hiding behind.
In on your comments for the
yeah,
podcast.
Yeah, you know
on
when you get reviews. You know, yeah. you read the reviews for
yeah,
somehow
yeah,
related.
Yeah, is in there. Yeah. Missy Moo. Yep, yep.
Missy Moo, don't like us.
Yeah.
And then I was out for a walk the other day, walking my dogs in my neighbourhood that I love. I'd literally just finished telling someone about how much I loved my neighbourhood and all the people that live here and everyone's so nice. And I went walking around. It was a beautiful Wednesday evening. Like just gorgeous temperature. And I actually had a smile on my face as I was walking because I was just enjoying the vibe so much.
Unusual.
Hello birds.
Yeah,
hello birds.
I really was. I was having such a moment. And a woman walked towards me. She was in yoga pants. She had a flower behind her ear. And I thought, look at this lady. She's out enjoying herself too.
Good on her.
She got really close to me and she said, I don't find you funny at all, and just kept walking.
Oh my God.
And I felt like it was a drive-by shooting.
What's that all about?
I mean, I wasn't working. I was in my
That's
hood.
That's terrible.
And I wish I'd thought to call out, are you Missy Moo?
Yeah, you're Missy Moo.
She's got some issues
thing?
Going on.
Well, that's the thing. It was so outlandish that usually that would be the sort of thing that would send me into a bit of a tailspin. And this time I just kind of went, that's so weird and so full of venom that I was even able to step back and go, I think that says a lot more about her than me.
Yeah. Did she look unhinged?
She's unhating herself.
Well, I think she was off to yoga, which she clearly needed.
How old do you reckon?
50? Maybe I'd like to say 60 in case she's listening. But no, I think it was only about 35.
35?
Yeah, 35, 40.
Because I've had a couple of those.
Oh, you got to tell the story.
Really?
One question.
Yeah, no, we were in Byron Bay and yeah, and I would cross the road, goes, he jumped in front of me, stop.
Oh.
One question. Yeah, what's your question? He goes, I don't like your show.
Oh my God.
And you go, that's not a question.
Not a question.
That's my favourite story.
And then,
one question.
And then getting on a plane and a guy comes up to me and passes me a note.
What?
Oh my God.
And says, we the deaf find you highly offensive.
Oh, the deaf people?
Uncle Arthur.
Oh, because he wears a hearing aid.
Uncle Arthur wears a hearing aid and is a silly old man. So he's saying that I am saying that all people who are deaf are therefore silly. And never at any point did we ever do. I'm defending myself now.
That's a
long time ago.
Long time ago. Yeah, but it's a weird.
That's a very weird.
That's full on what happened.
Yeah, and he's going
conclusion
we the deaf,
to draw.
We the deaf.
Yeah. You're representing the deaf.
Hold
mate.
Everybody.
Yeah.
But also, he's kind of saying that silly people don't have a right to hear.
There you go.
Like exactly. You have to be a completely sensible person if you want to have a hearing aid. You can't be an idiot and be deaf. And I would say you probably can be, can't you?
Of course you could be.
It's your right to be an idiot if you're deaf, if you want to be.
That's full on. What happened? A guy came to me a show once and said, I never liked you, but you won me over.
If I'd been working, if I'd, done a gig in town, if I'm in town, even if I'm in town, but it was the fact that it was in my neighbourhood. I just felt really violated.
Yeah, that's horrible.
So what I did, I thought, well, I'm going to follow her.
Did you?
Fantastic.
I started following her. And I started following her.
Sick the dogs on her.
The first thing she did was pull out her phone. So I thought, okay, she's now texting her friend going, you can never guess what I just did.
Did you turn around to follow? How did you follow?
Well, I was walking that way and she went down a lane. I went, I'm just going to walk down that lane too. And my face never changed. My expression never changed. I just kept the same smile on my face. I didn't react at all when she said something. So I was walking, following her, because I thought, well, if anything, I want to know where she lives so I don't walk past her house because I don't want another drive-by shooting. And she got a bit further after she sent her text that obviously said, oh, I gave her what for. And then she turned around and she did look a bit frightened when she thought that I was still coming after.
Yeah.
And then unfortunately a nice lady was getting her kids out of the car and she opened the door and she blocked my path and my vision. But because she was so sweet and she went, hello, how are you? And had a bit of a chat. I was like, oh, I'm really well and see, you're restoring my faith in the neighbourhood.
And you told her about what happened?
But I am. No, I didn't. Yeah. But I was kind of like, I didn't want to push her aside and go, I'm tailing someone.
Yeah. I'm undercover here, lady. Yeah.
So unfortunately I lost her because I think when she saw I was still following her, she did speed up. She used the, I've got my eye out. I want to see
Missy Moo?
I'm thinking maybe it was Missy Moo. A friend of.
You know what's happened? All the friends have been raving about you and stuff and she's just going, oh, God. You know, she probably hasn't even watched any of you or seen any of your shows.
Oh, look, I'm sure she has. And look, I have no, I do not mind at all. I know there are people that don't like what I do. I just didn't know why she had to tell me on my nice walk.
Offensive.
Yeah.
Rude.
But having said that, you've been popular for a long time and maybe the tide is starting to turn.
Actually, we've got as you would say, Glenn, we've got a surprise for you. Can you come in? Come in, madam.
Missy Moo, come on in, you old character.
Here's the flower child now. Yeah.
She's got a knife.
But see, here's what I would ask you, Glenn. Now, I mean, had I had the wherewithal to
say to that?
Well, see, all I wanted to do, and because as I was walking afterwards, I was thinking, but what would I say? Because I only wanted to say something nice.
She said,
I don't find you funny at all. And it was like, it was the venom. But I thought, I wish I could have said something nice back to her because it feels like she needed to hear something nice. Yeah. But I couldn't think of anything that wouldn't sound defensive you know, I mean, maybe it should have been, are you okay? I wanted to kill her with kindness.
Yeah, that's what my mother-in-law used to say. Kill her with kindness.
I thought that was the only thing to do, but I couldn't think of something.
I love your flower.
Yeah. And the fact that I'd actually been admiring it, that's probably what I was just admiring your flower.
Oh, that would be funny. That would be good.
Well, I had the opportunity to come back once with that.
And what happened?
I may have told you this story before, but it was at the golf club. I hate saying that, but I'm a member of the golf club. It's not against the law, okay?
We all know you play golf, mate.
It's all right. We always talk about golf because I save the best lollies for my golf.
Kitty plays golf.
Yeah, and I drive an Audi. Well, yeah, okay, get over it.
Whatever. All
right. Yeah.
People know you've done well.
Anyway, so I'm at the golf club going down the stairs. A gentleman coming the other way who owns a very large funeral home. See, I'm painting a picture. I've told you the story.
No, you haven't.
I have.
Goes... Oh, Glenn, saw your show the other night, got halfway through it, so bad I had to turn it off.
Oh, my God.
And it wasn't your show, it was a show you just appeared in.
It was Fisk.
No, it wasn't Fisk.
I remember what it was.
Probably.
It wasn't Kath and Kim. Anyway, it was a sitcom that you'd appeared in.
Yeah.
It wasn't, it was ages ago.
And this is true, and his name's Des. I said, Des would say that. I said, Des, it's funny you should say that. Because I was one of your funeral parlors not so long ago, and it was so bad, I myself walked out halfway through. And I worded it that well.
Yeah.
And then I said, anyway, play well. See you later.
Oh.
And then he came up to me later and goes, oh, Glenn's mad at me. I said, no, I'm not.
Yeah. See, now, but why? See, that's what I don't like. So yeah, suddenly you've been at him.
I'm the bad guy.
Yeah.
Whereas he started it.
Yeah.
He came out attacking.
Yeah, and that's the thing. A counterpunch is also always so much better than a punch. A punch is like nothing, but a counterpunch can drop you.
Yeah.
If you make fun of someone and you go whack.
Yeah.
But anyway.
It's hard because you put on the spot. So anyway.
Yeah, but I was pretty proud of myself.
Yeah, yeah.
Because
good.
I had been to a funeral and I didn't think it was great. Yeah. It's kind of like could do with a bit of a
pick
coat
the
of
game
paint
up,
here and
Des.
There. Yeah, are they real plastic? I think they're plastic. Yeah. Anyway, so Moo Moo, I'm on the lookout.
Missy Moo.
When
Missy
I drive around Missy here Moo. From now on,
yeah,
winding the window down. Excuse me.
Blonde hair, navy yoga pants, flaring hair, face full of hatred.
Yeah, I had a bad day, obviously.
Yeah.
No need to take on it.
And she thought, pass it on.
Yeah, well, that's bad.
Pay it forward. Pay the bad one.
I predict if you ever see her again, she will apologise.
No, I don't think
no,
so.
She might.
She was very happy with herself.
Okay, sorry.
Yeah, I had another one. Sorry, they're all coming back to me now. I was at a bar, waiting for a drink.
We'll get the biscuits soon. Hang on.
Leaning over the counter, waiting for a drink. Guy comes up next to me, because you know when you're all waiting for a drink, you're quite close. He turns to me and goes, yeah, I like about 60% of what you do.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Hey, you put in mathematical terms, mate.
I like about 60%.
Oh,
and you know, I was doing the sums again. That's probably about right.
No, yeah, whatever.
I said, hang on, let's get a pen and paper and let's work through that 40%, you know.
Oh, how annoying.
But why would you, I like about 60%.
Put a figure on
just,
it.
Just, yeah. I mean, I think that's why I said nothing, because that was my mum's constant refrain as a kid.
Very
was, if
good
you've got
response.
Nothing, if you've got nothing nice to say, say nothing at all. And so I've always kind of had that in the back. So I thought, well, I can't think of anything nice to say, so I'm not going to say anything. But that's kind of
did you get a bit hot?
Why I didn't understand.
Did you get a bit hot?
I would usually get really hot in the face and heart would go really fast.
Yeah.
But I kind of didn't. I think I was just so shocked by it and so devastated that it happened in my neighbourhood.
Yeah.
I think that's why I turned to follow her, because I just went, I'm not ready to to give this up.
I wish Pickle was a killer dog.
Yeah, maybe
sick Pickle onto her.
But see, that threw me as well. It's like, how can you look at someone who's walking two fluffy dogs, and they're very cute looking dogs.
They are cute.
And, I mean, wouldn't that drain all the hate from your eyes?
No, but she's hating herself.
Yeah.
You know the Jay Leno story? I think I've told you.
No.
Where he pulls up at the lights and he's had a bit of road rage with the guy. You know when you have road rage, then you pull up the lights and then you wind the windows down?
Forks.
And he goes, and they start going, you're an idiot. No, you're an idiot. You cut me off. No, I didn't. You're an idiot. You're an idiot. And then they go, and then there's the next set of lights. Because you know how and so they've got to continue it on.
Yeah.
And Jay Leno goes to him, you know what? You hate yourself. Your wife hates you. And your kids hate you.
Oh, God.
Oh.
And the guy burst out crying.
Oh.
Oh, no.
And he had to pull over and console him.
Oh.
So you were on the verge of having to do some therapy for someone who was...
Yeah, having
who,
a bad
was,
day.
Who was having an episode, having a bad day.
Well, I did think, you know, like one of the things that, you know, I would have liked to say is, I hope no one ever says something like that to your kids.
Yeah, or to you even.
Or like, to your kids, did you say?
To your kids, yeah. I hope no one's ever that mean to your kids, because everyone's also, oh, we shouldn't bully anymore and we shouldn't do that.
Yeah.
But you can just outright attack someone in
the
street.
Yeah. Attack someone you see on TV. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that's terrible.
Anyway, it was that outlandish.
Does she listen?
That I didn't
no, she doesn't listen in.
No, she might.
Because she writes review.
Hate listening.
Oh, this is Missy. Good because she may be her.
Yeah, might be.
She might hear
this.
That's
why I thought she might be
Missy Moo.
She might be Missy Moo.
Well, welcome respond.
Mm. Yeah.
So.
God Lord. Well, let's do our biscuits. Favourite chocolate biscuit?
Oh, I have to let my cat out so you can have some Sarge time too.
Oh, yeah. Where is
Dave?
The cat?
He's locked in his room.
Oh, you haven't met Sarge yet. Glenn loves cats.
Oh, you met Sarge?
Sarge
the mouse killer.
No, that's right. That's Tori.
Yeah, I tried to help him out.
Well, Glenn, you get out your favourite chocolate
biscuit.
I'm a
little worried about mine because I too went to the supermarket today and I stood there and I went, and I'll admit... Can I admit what I was going to go for?
Mm,
yeah.
Please.
But you may be disappointed. I was going to go chocolate royal.
Yeah, great. marshmallow, jam, biscuit, chocolate. Wow.
I don't think there's jam, is there?
I think
there's a touch of jam. Yeah, it's jam there's underneath jam. The marshmallow.
I had a look at the packet. It was the strawberry version.
Oh, nice.
Oh, strawberry marshmallow. Yeah, maybe no jam in that one.
What has happened of late? I have a theory. Strap yourself in.
Right.
When you get a coffee or when you get, you know, hot chocolate, whatever, and you go, oh, I want something with my hot chocolate.
Mm.
Oh, okay, I'll have to have a muffin. Muffins these days aren't muffins. They're cakes.
They are cake.
They're huge. They are as big as your head. Lamington, huge.
Yeah.
You can't, I just want a little thing that goes on the side of the plate.
That's where the Biscoff comes in.
That is exactly from the last episode.
Mm.
Yeah. And this is where my chocolate one comes in because I see that you have something on the table that's similar. Oh, is this a blind tasting?
No.
No?
No.
Oh, okay. Okay, right. So I went for the Byron Bay triple choc.
Mini cookie.
Because now when I have these, and I haven't, and I saw them today, and went, oh, I've had those for ages. When I have them, I know I go on about it, but I don't have any guilt with one. If I have a whole chocolate biscuit, there's a level of guilt there.
Yeah.
Because they're tiny, aren't they? 10 cent coin?
I'll tell you what the beauty of these biscuits is. They're a touch cakey too, which is why I like them.
I'm a cake man.
Yeah. So you got a bit of biscuit, bit of cake. Kyle.
They've nice been in the car for on a hot day, so hopefully.
Oh, that's quite decent size. Look at that. It's like the size of a marshmallow, a bit bigger.
Yeah, so cakey.
Is that white chocolate in there? Triple?
I think it is.
Choc cookies. I've got my glasses.
Yeah, that's good.
That's very good.
But if you've got your hot chocolate or your cup of tea, you're fine.
Maybe they dried out in the car.
No. That's their texture. I like it.
Indulgent bite-sized cookie with a rich cocoa base, crammed with decadent white and dark chocolate chunks. Yeah, Byron Bay, always good, I reckon.
I've only discovered of late. I'm late to the party, and I'm loving what I'm seeing. Again, small pack. They're smart with their packaging. They're going, you're not, you know, if you eat all these, don't feel bad.
Yeah.
There's probably, 10 in there? And they feel, what's the connoisseur? At the classy end of the...
Yes.
The buffet.
Buffet.
Yeah. Well, I brought the Rocky Road ones, which aren't quite as classy because they've got jelly lollies in them as well.
I've never had chips.
I'd love to have one. I haven't one of those either.
These weren't my chocolate biscuit, but these one of the ones when I was scanning, because I was focusing and looking at all the biscuits, I saw them. And when I saw they had the Rocky Road ones, I went, I've got to get a packet of those.
Yeah.
The best ones are the mint chocolate chip ones. But they're so hard to find. They're like they're a rare bird.
There's a factory outlet, isn't there, in Byron Bay? You can go to the factory. I've been to the factory.
But yeah, I'm telling you, the last time I had to buy the mint chocolate, I bought up a whole batch because they're very rare.
Oh, you went made hay while the sun shines.
It's in that industrial bit near the petrol station.
So these ones have got choc chunks, pecans, and jellies. And they're the mini version. So have yourself one of those. But yeah, I like that. It's almost a sandy texture, but it kind of works.
It is.
And that's chocolate as well. Is it chocolate?
Oh, smell that.
It is a chocolate biscuit, with chocolate chunks, nuts, and jelly lollies.
Oh, my God.
What's that flavour?
It's the raspberry lolly.
It brings up an interesting point for me. Have you ever discussed crumbling factor?
Yeah, no. Have we?
Because I believe the crumble factor on those is quite high.
I would say so, definitely. Yeah.
Meaning?
One of the highest, I'd put
you're
it
You're in
at.
The good room.
Yeah, yeah.
But who are you? You've got to meet the Prime Minister or something.
Mm-hmm.
You're in the... And they come round with a... And then you have a biscuit.
Yep.
Do you bring the plate up? And let the crumbs, excuse me.
And the choking factor too, obviously, the crumbs.
Or do you...
Let's take a pause. Okay, so Glenn's been taken off in an ambulance.
Yeah,
we weren't able to do the Heimlich manoeuvre.
We didn't know he was anaphylactic. I'm sorry. He is going to be on death row. He's back.
Rest assured, everyone.
Crumble factor.
Okay.
The Prime Minister's there in your living room, in the good room.
They've come around with the biscuits.
Yep.
Are you choosing in terms of what will crumble?
Because yeah.
Absolutely.
Because I'm going to do it now. No, I won't do it in your nice house. The only way to get a dropped biscuit or a crumb biscuit is to stand up and
brush it.
Yeah.
Yep.
You can't do that at the Prime Minister's house.
No. Also, you got to factor in melting and chocolate on your face and stuff like that.
Yeah. Chocolate biscuits I wouldn't choose because they get on your fingers.
Yeah.
But so you wouldn't shoot, you would
no chocolate teddy bears or Tim Tams.
A chocolate cup, no. But
yeah,
when I bite a biscuit if I'm in company and I have to, you know, be careful of someone's house, don't you do that thing where you bite it and then you press your tongue against the cut edge?
Oh, see, we're learning.
Yes.
You don't do that?
What do you do?
I get the muscle memory of that.
You bite the biscuit and then so think of the bite mark as the cut edge of the biscuit. And what you do is you go bite and then
put your tongue on it.
Press your tongue against the cut edge to lift the all the crumbs off.
Oh, that's brilliant.
It's kind of like putting a sponge down to pick up the crumbs.
Brilliant. So it's insurance for
so that'll stop. Yeah, that'll stop a lot of the crummage if someone has served you a crummy biscuit. Mm.
Oh, that's great. I'm going to remember that.
Because, well, they're a high crumb factor.
Yeah, they are. Because some biscuits have a slight explosion factor.
Yeah. I would say the Monte Carlo.
Crack, pop.
Monte Carlo, you're right.
You go crack and they go, you're not all the way through yet and already it's falling away.
Shattering, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Bit goes into your tea, bit goes into your lap. The Prime Minister's there looking at the window. He's going,
embarrassing.
Don't look at him. He's crumbling biscuits.
If it's Anthony Albanese, he wouldn't be eating biscuits because he's always on a diet, isn't he?
Is he?
He lost a lot of weight
yeah.
before he became Prime Minister. No carbs, apparently. We'll move on to my favourite chocolate biscuit. Wow. And because we're doing bite size.
Can you hear me sucking my teeth through the microphone?
Do it again.
People just hear that. People will just think it's, what is it, ASMR?
ASMR.
Well, I have got a bit of, there's something caught there.
Do you want to get, yeah, do you want to have a break? Do you want to have a break?
No, don't have a break.
Pick.
Let's keep it real.
Okay. you're going to pick while you broadcast.
Hang on, let's, Courtney, play some music while
picking music.
Glenn has
we need some picking music. Yeah. Bit of banjo. That kind of stuff. Glenn's on the front porch.
I had a very satisfying little outing.
Yeah, you did, didn't you? Yeah. The ultimate. How often do you, I mean, I want to get the details, but how often do you rotate that?
Change it out.
The schnitzel or whatever it's called.
I have a friendly group on my desk, and they all get a turn to come out with me.
Do you, 1 or 2 days? Does that last?
You can wash them.
You wash them?
Toothbrush.
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Give them a brush.
Yep.
Good on you.
You really realise you've got nothing to do.
When you're washing your schwitzel.
Your pixers.
What's your vibe about toothpicks? Do you like a traditional?
Too aggressive.
They do splinter sometimes.
Too aggressive.
Yeah.
They're a flawed instrument.
Yeah.
The Pixters, you can push through your teeth and it's got texture on it to bring the stuff back out. It's I think the toothpick is only good now for cubes of cheese.
Yeah, yeah.
And holding a sandwich together.
If you were a toothpick, you'd be a bit worried.
You're like a travel agent.
Oh, you're like a travel agent or a taxi.
Yeah.
Ubers are the Twixters. You've got
not much going on. Pixters
are the Uber.
Yeah,
You know what they're called? A disruptor.
Yeah.
Yeah. No one goes to the chemist and goes, there's only Pixters or dental floss. Have you got any toothpicks?
Yeah.
No one wants a splinter of wood in their mouth.
It's a splinter of wood that was deemed cool to poke out of your mouth. Remember?
Yeah, in movies and stuff. Clint Eastwood, etc.
Well, I watched, don't judge, I watched...
Emily in Paris?
No, Top Gun Maverick.
Oh,
yeah. Top Gun 2.
Do you have a toothpick?
The new cool guy, because, you know, it's the next generation Top Gun.
Yeah, yes.
Tom Cruise, he must be in it though, is he?
Of course, Top Gun Maverick, he is Maverick.
Yeah. He's got a new cool apprentice.
So, no, he comes back as like the teacher.
Oh.
The student has become the teacher, what is it?
The career hasn't ended up how we thought
it would. So he's now the teacher and he's got the new young hotshots, the new Top Guns. And the cool one, the new Iceman, has a... There's a toothpick that he's moving around in his mouth.
is there a Goose? Is there a new funny guy?
I don't remember Goose died.
I know that, but is there a new funny guy to
replace
him?
Yeah, Goose's son replaces him.
Have you not seen
it?
Of course I haven't. Well, would I see Top Gun 2?
This is my second viewing. I saw it at the movies.
You like it?
I love it.
Oh, okay.
It's a really good movie.
Oh, well, I believe you.
Yeah. Oh, no, I believe you.
I didn't
you like the first one?
I can't remember.
You must.
I remember that. Love and feeling.
I mean, I don't like the love story.
No,
it
was.
You're an action girl.
I don't know. It's just one of those films that's really well put together and really well paced, and just you kind of just on the ride.
Who pointed out to me? I can't remember who it was, but they said, I think it was Jonathan Brown, the football player, said, "Have you noticed in Top Gun, the pilots tell you what's going on because you have no idea what's going on? I've got to dip down underneath your wing now and flip around 5 times.
You're they do it really well in the second one. Yeah. Whoever shot all the action sequences, because I usually find car chases and all those things quite boring, and also I don't know where they're going and who cares.
Yeah.
But they do it really well in this
one. Well, I'm going to see it on your recommendation.
It's on. I think it's on Netflix. Yeah,
it's all on the
You can watch it for
things.
Free.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, well, yeah. I don't think Netflix is free.
But, you know, do you go...
That's true.
I look for dyed hair. I do look for dyed hair. I'm sorry.
What, people that dye their hair?
Yeah. On Tom Cruise?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'm sure he does dye his hair. Does.
Yeah, but, you know, has it been done well? And, that, you know, if he can't get it right, who's going to get it right then?
Yeah, he's got the best in the world.
He looks pretty good.
Yeah, the new Mission Impossible is great, if you like action movies.
He takes his top off and does that volleyball sort of scene, and I'm not a big one. I mean, I always think he's got a bit of an odd kind of body, Tom Cruise. But, I mean, you'd be happy with it.
He looks if you were good.
His age. And
yeah, he's like...
Parading around covered in baby oil. And
be my age, wouldn't he? 58, 55, kind of?
I think he might be 60.
Probably 60?
Yeah.
Wow.
Does he listen to this podcast?
Probably does. Him and Brad Pitt put on together.
They just sit around eating biscuits
in that little cabin
near
the pool.
He's eating a lot of biscuits.
So their wives can't find them near the beach, the pool cabin, whatever it's called.
The cabana.
Yeah, they're out there.
Apparently, there are junkie parties. The people buy the same. They find out what you're going to eat, and then at the same time, you bite it.
Believe it.
They bite it at the same time. So it's kind of like
it's a new Melrose Place.
Yeah.
The episode drops. Everyone gets together.
Well, I was thinking the other day as I was walking around, I was thinking it would be a good thing to do, like when
you had
people over. No, it doesn't have to like be what we're doing, but just there's so many good chips now.
Yeah,
on the
blind
shelves,
tests.
Like
people
crazy
do blind
chip
tests.
Flavors.
Yeah.
People should just do it every time you have people
kids
around.
Kids parties too. Perfect kids parties.
Yeah, play guess the flavor.
Yeah,
it's such a good game.
Well, my favorite chocolate biscuit is the TB snack.
Oh yeah,
bloody
TB
love
snack.
It.
Yeah, they're always better than you think. Again,
they do not disappoint.
Because
have they got honey in them? I always think they've got a taste of honey.
I reckon
honey
they
to
might
them.
Have a bit of honey. There's malt ones out now. But the thing I like about them is that the box seems to be endless, bottomless.
It does.
Just
I remember
reaching,
that as a kid.
Reaching
right.
and reaching. No, I can't see any honey. It's golden syrup.
Oh,
that's what you're tasting.
Taste.
Have one. Try
that's
one.
That's even
and
better
little,
than honey.
And they're you like?
Yeah, that's what I like. This is my
point. Kind of a bit melty,
something
though.
That is, and then you go, what did you get? I got a. They're different shapes, aren't they?
Yeah. I got a star.
What's that? What did I get?
You might go to TV. What is that?
Is that a teddy bear? What is that?
There seems to be a fish, a star, a cross, and
a cross
flower, game. Maybe? Is it a flower?
This one says...
They are great.
Mini Moo Moo. I know where you
Missy
live.
Moo.
Missy Moo, sorry.
They are great. I do like them.
They are good.
You keep going back, and you can have 4 or 5. They're so good.
I love your...
I like the packet.
Nostalgia there, Dave. Mm.
Yeah, I love it. I love nostalgia.
Because they would be very popular after school.
Yeah.
Suzanne Edwards always had them.
Oh, she was posh.
She was the girl, you know, that always got all the good things.
Yeah.
That I went to school with. Go around to Suzanne Edwards' house and say like, she's got the TV snacks.
Kitty be a lemon cordial family. Lemon cordial. And
She had raspberry cordial. She didn't just have GI cordial. She had cooler.
What, more than one flavour of cordial?
I
thought
cupboard full.
Really?
Yep. At her house at Suzanne Edwards.
Lime.
Yeah.
Lime cordial.
Well, the standard issue for me would be one cordial in the thing.
What, 50-50? Remember 50-50?
Orange.
Orange.
What's 50-50?
50-50 was...
I think it was orange lemon, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That was, you always sort of would be disappointed when mum got 50-50.
We only ever had lemon.
Yeah, it's very...
Always lemon.
Very much like Kieran's upbringing.
I had an incident as
lemon.
A child and I was put off.
You what?
Okay, I'll take you through it. It's pretty traumatic.
All right, here we go. Strap yourselves in. The Glenn's cordial incident.
This is true.
Put some triggering trauma music
on,
Courtney.
Okay, so
take us back.
Take us back.
I feel like I'm Julia Zemiro show. Home return.
It's a hot afternoon.
Yeah.
Really hot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We go inside. We've been running around. I don't know, climbing trees or riding bikes or something.
Yeah. Old fashioned fun. No screens, kids.
Gamers Evans, hi. How are you going? Yeah, because that, you know, you had to call that Mrs. Evans.
Of course.
Or whatever, Mrs. Evans. Oh, could I have a cold drink, please? And she was heading out. And she said, there's some cordial in the fridge.
Oh, no.
And then everyone else was doing something. I grab a glass.
Oh, no.
And we're not a cordial household.
Not your own sample. I grabbed
the cordial, poured it in.
Straight.
Made a full glass of cordial, banged it halfway down and went,
Oh, my God.
So no water.
No water.
Glenn, what flavour, what colour?
Orange. It was orange.
Oh,
so you had the density, you had the thickness, you had the shock.
That would have been viscous.
Yeah. Mm. And I'm going, and I'm, maybe it was my first time. Maybe I was so young. It might have been like my first time.
And did you think, I have to be polite and finish it?
No one
stepped in and said, you got to add water to that.
I think it all furried into the front room or something. I was sort of hanging around getting a drink, you know. And I think I probably went and poured it down the sink.
Yeah. That's trauma.
Yeah.
That is trauma.
You're probably better off now that you've spoken about it.
Well, I'm sorry I'm taking over your show, but we're talking about tasting things.
Mm.
I went to a party at my brother's place and his new girlfriend's house. So you know when you go around, the two families come together?
Yeah, yeah.
On show, like you're going. And she passed around biscuits with something on it that was repulsive.
Oh.
What, like
savoury biscuits?
Like a liver pate biscuits. Or something that you never tasted before?
It was a biscuit with some. It might have been like a
salami?
Roll mop. What,
like a fish. Herring.
Were they Swedish or Danish?
A crouton on the top.
Like, so a biscuit, a roll mop, and a crouton.
Yeah, something like that.
Very posh.
Anyway, so I bite into it.
Very drunk, I think she was.
It was something like that. It was a bit of. It was fish and biscuit.
It was disgusting.
And crouton. Crouton,
yeah, that little bit of bread.
Say so.
Yeah, beautiful.
Yeah. I go, I'm not eating this.
No.
I go straight to the toilet. I spit it out. My brother's girlfriend is a nurse.
Oh, God.
She goes to the toilet after me. She then runs out of the toilet, runs up to her mother, who's also a nurse. The mother turns around and said, Glenn.
Oh, no.
You've had a strange movement in the toilet.
Oh, my goodness.
Are you all right?
They did not.
It's true. You've had a strange movement in the toilet.
Yeah,
are you all
right? Your stool is unusual.
And I went, oh, no, I couldn't eat the...
Oh, my God.
I couldn't eat the biscuit. No, I spat it out.
So that's a double insult.
What had happened was...
Did you not check?
You flushed.
You flushed and walked.
Yeah.
Oh, mate.
Which is in your book.
You got to
check.
488.
Especially if you're disposing of evidence, you got to check.
I will argue, though, the fishy bit, gone. The biscuit bit, gone. You know what floated around?
Yeah, the crouton. Because that's what they do for a job. They float in soup.
The crouton floated around.
That's her thing.
So not only did she thought my arsehole was shaped like a cube, that I could produce little square bits of bread. Is it bread?
You could do wombat
poo.
I can
do wombat poo.
No, you're the squares.
That's what... So, no, there's something wrong with you. There's nothing wrong with me.
Why would they think you'd done a square poo? And why wouldn't they just leave it as your business? Like, even if you went in and went, oh, my God, Glenn did a weird square poo, I would tell everybody, but I wouldn't tell you.
Yeah,
well,
funny.
She announced it to everyone, mum and dad and everyone.
I
had to go in there and pick it out.
Did they?
And eat it.
But I didn't. No, I was smart.
You flushed it.
Put toilet paper on top of it.
Yeah, so you should have done originally.
Can't believe you didn't check.
You know,
there's a lot of trauma coming out.
Yeah. A lot of trauma. Sorry, I don't mean to. But
no, that's funny.
Just, when we're tasting things, all this stuff is coming
to me. It's coming back.
Yeah.
Well, Kitty, we need to.
It's a strong trigger.
Before we finish up, we need to have your favourite chocolate biscuit.
Yeah, okay. This is,
this is a piece de resistance.
Yeah.
Hey, what do you got?
It was a surprise to even me. I thought of it and I thought, I don't know if they even make them anymore.
So something retro. But we've already had the chocolate hobnob. Oh, not chocolate Wheaton. Oh, not chocolate teddy bear. Oh, the bear. Yeah, these are great.
Chocolate scotchy.
They are great.
Yeah, I think this is what I was thinking. Another episode.
Scotch fingers were something my grandma always had. Yeah, She'd have the Monte Carlos, but, you know, we'd eat all them, and so whatever, we'd go over, there'd be no biscuits till, you know, shopping next week. And so you'd have to eat the Scotch fingers.
Weren't bad.
No, I enjoyed them. But once they put chocolate on the Scotch finger.
So good.
And I thought, that's a dumb thing to do. And then I bought some. This is years ago when they first invented them. And I went, that is about the best biscuit.
So yeah, no, I agree with you.
That is, it's
because
got everything.
You're getting chocolate and you're getting the combination with that classy shortbread.
Classy. Yep.
Classy.
It's a good shortbread.
Classy.
It's classy.
And it's big. It's big in your mouth.
It's big
Dave.
In your mouth. I love something big in my mouth.
It's a generous biscuit.
I could never eat a whole packet of biscuits, but I remember when these came out going, if I was, this would be the biscuit I would have a whole packet of.
And I love that you get two biscuits, essentially, especially when you're a kid. You break it in half and
you
go, I've got two biscuits.
Do you break and bite?
I break and bite.
Did you break this then?
Yeah.
See, now I'll demonstrate for you here, Glenn. I'm going to bite this.
Oh!
Just dab my tongue on the edge. No crumbs now.
So then the Prime Minister comes over.
I mean, he might think I'm a bit weird if I... You've got to do it inside your mouth. Don't poke your tongue out of your mouth.
Try it again. Look weird.
Oh, how good is that biscuit?
It's a great biscuit. The texture is really good. The chocolate's good.
It's buttery.
Good. Yeah, they're great.
It's actually not as crummy as the Monte Carlo. It does stick together very well. I might even finish it.
No, I finished mine.
Okay, let's work up to this. Is the Scotch finger on its own a dipping biscuit? It is?
Yeah, it would hold together.
It's a very good dipping biscuit.
Are they compromising
the structure?
I've got something called arthritis. Are they taking away by putting chocolate on it?
Controversial. I will still dunk a chocolate biscuit.
Does it compromise the chocolate?
You got to be quicker with it. Because it will heat the chocolate up. But, I mean, I will dunk a Tim Tam as well. You got to be quick, but I'll do it.
Tim Tams were always sold as a dunking biscuit.
What's the worst that can happen?
Well, Tim Tams were always sold as the one where you bit the ends off and you sucked your coffee through. Right. That was their thing.
That repulses me.
That's no good. You repulses you.
I mean, seriously.
I've done it, but I don't do it anymore. I'm a grown-up.
And it's surely not that good. It's a gimmick.
It's a gimmick, and it just kind of dissolves the biscuit before you can eat it. That's the problem with it.
Yeah, you're making a big deal over nothing, effectively. They're trying to trump up dipping, and they're not.
Yeah,
they're trying to make it a thing, and they did. You know, everyone was doing it. Yeah, for a while. Yeah. They sold a few units.
So you're saying Scotch finger with chocolate, no problem dipping?
No. Just you can't hold it in as long as you can a regular Scotch finger, because they'll take a lot. They'll take a bit.
Okay, give me it in beats. Okay, you can mime it. Okay, you've got the Scotch finger. Prime Minister is talking. Oh, by the way, would you dunk with the Prime Minister?
I don't think I would dunk with the Prime Minister. I'd be annoyed about it, because especially if you serve me a dunking biscuit. Like if you serve Monte Carlos, I possibly would dunk one of those with the Prime Minister.
What about the opposition leader?
Scotchy, I'd do.
Or a Premier. What about a Premier?
Say Premier.
Mayor.
Yeah, Mayor.
Anything goes to the mayor.
Local member.
Here's my compromise. Here's what I would do. Prime Minister, if it was one of these biscuits, I would bite it and then take a sip of my tea and always try and dunk in my mouth.
Oh, wow.
Do an in-mouth dunking.
So you're getting it while you're getting it.
Okay. Almost an in-mouth dunking.
I get it. I get it.
And so if you were dunking, no Prime Minister, Home Alone, give me the beats of it going in. How long it goes in for?
Yeah.
Would it be a count of three? Would count of two? One?
I'd probably do a one and out for a plane.
One and out.
But it doesn't have to be quick with a Scotch finger because you've got a lot there.
Yeah.
But with a chocolate one, I'd be in and out. In and out, not one and out. So it's probably.
But you're not leaving it in there. Because the question for me is. If you leave it in for a beat, are you asking for trouble? So I'll do it for you.
Yeah.
In, beat, out.
Oh.
That's almost too long, I think. Yeah. That's possibly more standard.
A teddy bear would fall off, wouldn't it? Would it
a teddy bear would be in, out.
Fine. Yeah. Okay.
This would be a teddy bear falling off the legs. In, two, three.
Oh, that's gone.
Four.
You've got nothing left. All you've got is feet.
It's
in
gone.
Your hand.
Yeah. It's just got, and Teddy goes down to the bottom of the cup of tea, spoils the cup of tea, spoils the biscuit,
everything.
And you're in trouble.
With these, though, what I would do, it's a different style of dunking, I think. I think it's what you said, where you have to hold the biscuit vertical.
Yeah.
Because then I think the dunking almost continues as the tea sort of soaks into it a bit. So you just got to that and then pause for a bit before you put it in. Let it let that tea soak in.
Yep.
But, yeah.
And one other question.
Yep.
So when the thing is opened...
Yeah.
So I've taken the whole biscuit tray out. Of the plastic.
Mm-hmm.
Do you then have to go to a jar or can you...
Put it back in.
Because I have trouble with this.
Mm.
See how I can't get it in?
Yeah.
I'm trying to get the tray with the biscuits...
My question to you would be, why did you take it the whole way out?
Yeah. Well, no, you're right.
Because I'd watch you do that and go, oh, I'm not going to be able to shove that back in now.
If you're offering them around, you would maybe pull them all the way out.
Or you put them on a plate, Dave.
Yeah, put them on a plate.
Yeah.
Especially if the Prime Minister's here.
Well, who's here? Is it my jailer or is it the Prime Minister?
If you're in jail and you went for, because the other episode we talked about.
Jail.
Mm. You get biscuits in jail?
If you've been executed, yes.
You can buy them in the canteen there. You can buy biscuits.
In the canteen?
At commissary.
Yeah, you can. Yeah, absolutely.
Because I reckon if you were being, I think you in the last episode you talked about you being executed. Is this the presentation? Is that the presentation?
On death row?
Yeah.
No, I think they you give you china.
Oh.
It's a prison.
Well, a tin? Enamel?
Yeah, I don't enamel. Know. China could smash and use a knife.
I reckon they would probably pull them out of the pack and use the plastic pack as some sort of presentation and give you a cup of tea, probably with the bag in it.
Yeah.
Oh, and I would bag in.
I would suspect that the...
I'm trying to be reality.
If that's my last meal, I always think they'd put a bit of effort into the last meal. I don't think they'd serve me up a plastic container full of broken biscuits.
And there'd be a few biscuits missing because the guards would have had a few, for sure.
Well, I'll tell you this much. If they gave me these for my afternoon tea and everyone's about to watch me die, guess what? No one's getting any leftovers. I will eat that whole packet.
Oh, wow.
No problem. Because I'm not going to be sick later because I'm dead.
Imagine the anticipation of the guards going, oh, she's not going to, oh, she's eating them
and
all.
I might even do that. I might go, oh, I'm nearly finished.
They'd be so pissed off
again,
with you.
Again, I would just keep going.
They'd kill you twice.
When is this going to happen? Like, she's got to finish the freaking whole packet.
Jesus Christ. Oh, Gary, get another packet.
Come on,
get another packet.
You're funny on stage, but you're not funny now. I don't find you funny at all.
God. At all.
Well, Glenn, thanks for coming on.
Sorry if I went on a bit.
No, that's what we like.
But you triggered me hugely.
I don't feel that sick either, which is good.
Oh, I don't.
You know what it is, Dave? We didn't mix mediums. Usually we're going from sweet and salty and then back to lollies. And
you're feeling a bit ill?
I was going to go home for dinner and now I'm
You took big bites, mate.
You were going to have dinner. What's
but you just let me do it. You didn't say
what's for dinner? Is your favourite chicken risotto or what's for dinner?
Did you not eat first?
You know, well, you always got a little bit.
But I said I
didn't. You've got to put something in there, line your stomach.
I can't now.
What was it?
No, beforehand.
What'd you have?
Green curry.
Ooh,
yeah. Yeah, I didn't have time. I made my soup, but I haven't had it yet.
See, this is another question.
Yeah.
Can you now go back to your...
Savory.
You can't have soup after that?
Well, I feel like I have to because I haven't had anything nourishing. So if I go to bed with just that swimming around, I need to put some nourishing food on top of it. Mm. I'll just have a small bowl. I won't have as much as I would normally have.
And you won't be burping in bed or anything?
I'll feel better having real food rather than just...
Biscuits.
We've got no room left.
Oh.
And look at that big tray there.
The spittoon.
Wow. You are obliged to send a photograph. Do you send a photograph of that?
Oh, I can. You want me to take a photo?
I think your people need to see.
What we go through.
Well, I'm not going to say.
Well, sometimes when we, you know, empty chips and everything else in there, it looks like a really disgusting scroggin.
Yeah.
Is that the word you use?
Yeah, scroggin.
Scroggin.
Scroggin. That's, yeah.
Looks like someone made a really gross scroggin.
I think I mix. Hiking mix. What's it called?
Trail mix.
Trail mix.
You know what that reminds me of? When I was a kid, oh, God, your older listeners will go back. You used to be able to go downstairs in Myers and buy broken biscuits.
Oh, yes, you did.
You could. I remember that.
Yes.
That wasn't that long ago.
Half a pound of broken biscuits.
That wasn't that long ago.
Well, you are old. You are, because that's
I think it's because that's what my mum used to say.
Half a pound.
I think it's because my mum would measure it in pounds still. She'd say half a pound of broken biscuits.
I used to get broken Kit Kats.
Oh, yum.
What? Where did you buy them, couldn't you? Broken Kit Kats.
Oh, they had broken chocolate biscuits, they had broken Kit Kats, they had broken...
I did not know that.
Yeah, and I'd get a bag of broken Kit Kats.
Yeah, why aren't they selling broken Kit Kats? Because you don't know it's broken until you open it.
Exactly.
That was foolish.
Well, thanks for coming on, Glenn. It's been a journey.
I don't want to stop. I'm celebrating.
You're welcome back anytime.
Anytime.
Yeah.
Anytime.
Yeah, no, you get reviews.
We'll get you back.
Goes on a bit.
Are you into salty snacks?
No.
You're like
not?
Okay.
This is perfect for me.
Yeah.
Oh, will you do cake?
Yeah, we should do cake. Yeah.
Have you tried Mr. Kipling's?
No.
No.
Okay. Well, because I did buy those too.
Kitty, when we did the show together, she told me about a cake that she got locally and said it was the best cake she'd more or less ever had.
Hmm.
And I went and got it, and it was the best cake I've ever had.
Was that the apple cake? Was it the apple cake from Apple Park Deli?
Hummingbird? No. Was it apple? Was it hummingbird? I think it was apple at that shop around there.
Yeah. Apple Park Deli apple cake.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yes.
I would put that at the top shelf, and I'd say bring contenders on because it's not knocking that baby off the top.
And that with some nice tart yogurt. Delicious.
You should all bring a cake next time. We'll bring a cake. Let's have a cake off.
Yeah, cake off would be good.
Best cake off.
Yeah.
Oh, is that on your agenda?
Yeah. We always wanted to do cake.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah. We always talked about it. Anyway, look, thanks for listening, everyone. We've got to go.
Okay.
Thanks, Glenn.
Thanks, Glenn. It's been a treat. I feel
very honoured.
It's been a treat.
I've heard the show, obviously, and now I'm in the inner sanctum.
Yeah.
And wow. I've been saying since we started we have to get you on.
Glenn on the biscuit episode.
Yeah, biscuit episode. You can take the Belvedere's home.
Yeah, take the Belvedere's.
I didn't make you eat the Belvedere's.
I've never found either of you funny ever. So I'm off to yoga.